WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like your mind is a whirlwind of thoughts, worries, and anxieties? Like you're constantly running on autopilot, just reacting instead of truly living. You know that feeling when everything feels overwhelming and you just want a moment of calm amidst the chaos? Well, friends, you're not alone. In today's fast-paced world, finding inner peace can feel like searching for a unicorn in a hurricane. But guess what? It's totally possible, and I'm here to share some seriously powerful tools to help you cultivate that inner calm even on your busiest days. We're diving into the ancient wisdom of Stoicism, which is all about finding tranquility through self-control, reason, and accepting what we can't change. Think of it like this. Stoicism is your personal toolbox for dealing with life's inevitable curveballs, those moments that make you want to pull your hair out or scream into the void. But here's the kicker, folks, this isn't just about being emotionless robots. It's about understanding and accepting our emotions, even the tough ones, without letting them control us. Now, let me give you 5 key takeaways that will be your guiding stars on this journey to inner peace. 1. Embrace discomfort. Life is full of ups and downs, like a roller coaster with unexpected loops and twists. Stoicism teaches us to view challenges as opportunities for growth, not as personal attacks or reasons to crumble. Think of it like this. The stronger you are mentally, the smoother those roller coaster rides become. 2. Focus on what you can control. This is a game changer, people. We can't control everything that happens around us, traffic jams, bad weather, that annoying coworker who always steals your snacksog. But we can control our reactions to these things. Stoicism encourages us to focus our energy on what we can actually influence. Our thoughts, our actions, and our attitudes. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how your mind races when you're stressed? It's like a hamster wheel of anxiety spinning out of control. Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the present moment, noticing your breath, your surroundings, your body sensations. It's a way to calm that mental chatter and find a sense of grounding in the midst of chaos. 4. Cultivate gratitude. I'm telling you, gratitude is like a superpower. When we focus on what we have instead of what we lack, our whole perspective shifts. Stoicism emphasizes gratitude as a path to happiness because it helps us appreciate the good things in life, big and small. Think about it. That cup of coffee this morning, your cozy bed, a supportive friend, these are all blessings worth appreciating. 5. Live in accordance with nature. Stoics believe that by living in harmony with the natural world, we could find balance and meaning. It's about recognizing that we're part of something bigger than ourselves and respecting the cycles of life. Take a walk in nature, feel the sun on your skin, listen to the birds singing. These simple acts can reconnect us to the rhythms of the earth and bring us a sense of peace. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, you're stuck in traffic, which is like the worst feeling ever. But instead of getting all worked up, you take a few deep breaths, practice some mindfulness, and think about all the things you're grateful for. Maybe you're listening to your favorite podcast, or you're excited about that dinner date later with friends. You realize that this traffic jam is just a temporary annoyance, and it doesn't have to ruin your whole day. That, my friends, is the power of Stoicism in action. So, what's the takeaway here? Inner peace isn't some mystical destination that's out of reach, it's a skill you can cultivate through conscious practice. These Stoic principles embracing discomfort, focusing on what you can control, practicing mindfulness, cultivating gratitude, and living in harmony with nature, they're your secret weapons to navigating life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Remember, this isn't about becoming emotionless or suppressing your feelings, it's about understanding them, accepting them, and letting go of the need to control everything. It's about finding that inner calm amidst the chaos, so you can show up as your best self every day. Now, go out there and make some peace with yourself, you deserve it. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little dose of calmness in their life. We're all in this together, folks. Let's support each other on this journey. See you next time for another dose of the Calm Within.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.